Hi everybody, my name is Ashley, and today I am finally doing my first ever podcast. So excited because I've been wanting to do this for a while, and I just always wanted to share my inspiration and my thoughts and the things that are on my mind, and it's really exciting to find a platform where I can do that at. So I'm so excited to try this, and I really hope that you guys enjoy listening to me talk. And so let's just go get into it. So something that's been on my mind recently is a financial, this is going to be more of like a money talk. Nothing too like intricate, I guess, nothing like crazy, just, you know, just things that I think. So so I got a job, and I've been, you know, having a job for a while now. So ever since then, I've been kind of obsessed with people that are rich, people that, you know, were born into it, or just, you know, celebrities, or got it, you know, some freak chance, because it is very interesting, because people that are rich or have money, they live completely different lifestyles than the normal, you know, person, the normal everyday Joe, you know. They live different. And so it's just always been like, you know, it's something that I've found kind of fascinating, and kind of been a little obsessed with it. but I think we all are, you know. I think we all can get obsessed with money and the idea of money and wanting things, because it does. It really just makes the world go round. And it's sad that it is that way, and it's sad that we are such a money-driven society and culture. But you know, it is. It's crazy that this one little piece of green paper can just make the world go round. It can just, you know, make people happy. It can make people mad or frustrated, and it can change lives, and, you know, it can break up families and homes, and it can mend families and homes, and I don't know, it's crazy. And, you know, like, I don't know, I'm poor, you know. I have two jobs. My boyfriend and I, my boyfriend has one job, I have two. So, you know, I'm always, you would think that I had a lot of money, but even with the jobs that I have, I'm always poor. I'm always, you know, paying bills like everybody else. I'm always, you know, getting things that I want here and there, of course, but, you know, it sucks, even with two jobs. And it's like I get paid every week, pretty much, because my jobs get paid, you know, on the opposite week. So even with that, I'm always struggling, and I'm always wondering, like, wanting the next week to come. And I always feel like it's good that I get paid every week, but it also sucks because I'm always wishing the week away. I'm always thinking, man, I just got paid, but now I'm broke again. I have no money. And then I'm wanting to wait until next weekend, you know, next Friday, until I get paid again. And I hate doing that, and I hate that I'm like that. And I'm sure there's other people that are in that same boat as well. You know, they get paid and then they wait for the next 2 weeks, or, you know, whatever, if you get paid weekly or whatever it is. And it sucks. You know, it is what it is. But I just don't want to live like that anymore. I don't want to be money driven like that. Like, of course I want to be driven, and of course I want, you know, motivation, but I don't want it to be money. And I feel like for the longest time, it has been that way. It's been, you know, I want, you know, to do more and do better so I can have more money, so I can, you know, do what I want. And that's another thing, is we're not, like, of course we are driven by money, but it's not the soul, it's not what really drives us. It's more of the material stuff. It's more because if it was about money, if it was about, you know, this green paper for real, we would just take this money and just keep it and not do anything with it. But really, it's material things, it's services, it's things that, you know, we can have, it's this and this, you know. That's, it's sad, but it is what it is, because we are such a materialistic society. And that's another thing, is I don't want to be happy and driven by things that I can buy with money. And I think that's something that is hard, you know, especially because as humans, as people, we want nice things. We want those nice cars. We want to show them off, or we just want to have them. We want to have, you know, the best smartphones and the latest, greatest technology and, you know, the most stylish clothes and stuff. And it's just not what we really need to be focusing on, you know. And I've noticed that too. I focus on that kind of stuff, and then it can hurt the people around me. It can break up, it can break up relationships, you know, because I do get stressed out, and I will buy stuff, some things that I want, you know, mostly bills, and then I get upset, and I let this little piece of paper, you know, these materialistic things that I want and that I wish that I had, you know, I wish that I could just, you know, get whatever I wanted when I wanted, I let it, you know, kind of drive me, which sucks. Yeah, so, sorry, I forgot to tell you guys, in the beginning of the podcast, I was going to tell you, I'm actually playing Forza, Horizon 4 on Xbox right now, so, yeah, if you guys like that game, let me know in the comments. Random, I know, but, yeah, so, I don't know, I just want to be more of, like, you know, obviously be happy when I have money and get the things that I want and obviously pay my bills, of course, but I just want to be more happy about my friendships and my relationships and my, you know, little things, you know, like happy that I can go outside and walk to the park. Obviously not now because it's all snowy and yucky outside, but you know what I'm saying, like just little things, you know, like hanging out with my friends and my family and, you know, playing with my dog and, you know, playing the game and, you know, just, I don't know, cuddling with my boyfriend and things like that, you know, like be more happy about the things that I do have and not so stressed about the things that I wish that I had but I can't, you know, because those things can always be bought later, those things can always be, you know, earned or whatever, but the relationships and the connections that you have, you know, you have to make sure that you are building those and that you're not letting those slip over money and financial problems. And it's hard, you know, especially living on your own and especially paying bills and, you know, always being broke and feeling like you're working for nothing. Like, it's not easy, you know. It's not just, oh, I'm going to be better and, you know, this is the way it's going to be now and now I'm going to be happy. And it's a process. You know, it's something that you have to learn. It's something that you have to keep going at because, like, yeah, you know, it does suck when you feel like that you work and then you don't get, you feel like you have nothing to show for it sometimes, or you feel like, you know, because even, like, I just got paid, right? And all my money's gone because of bills, because of things that I owed and things that happen, life occurrences, you know, things that just happen that you don't plan for, which also sucks. And now it's like I'm broke and I feel like I didn't get what I wanted and the things, you know, and that is. But I've also kind of been taking this time to have these conversations with myself to think about the bigger picture because I don't want to live like that either. I don't want to always wish and hope for the next week because it's not fun. It's not enjoying your life. It's really not. It's letting things like that, you know, bother you and make your life miserable because you want more. I'm not saying, you know, be poor forever or never be happy with money, you know, because of course you can be happy and you can be proud, but I'm just saying don't let it drive you, you know, and if, like I said, it's hard, especially hard when it does drive you and it does get you the things that you want and need and, you know, puts roof over your head and food in your stomach, but I'm just saying, like, let's be more present, let's be more, you know, happy with what we got, more grateful, and that's something that I think we all can work on and take from this. So yeah, I mean, I don't know, I'm kind of rambling at this point, but if you guys like this podcast, make sure to let me know, And yeah, I want to start doing these, like I said, more often. Just random thoughts whenever I'm just doing random things, like playing Xbox or driving home from work or going to work or whatever. I just want to start doing these because I think that they're going to be fun. And it's something that I can ramble and talk to you guys about my day and, you know, things like that. And you guys can give me feedback and stuff, and we can just inspire each other and help each other out. So yeah, that is my little podcast rant type thing, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much.